VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. city of Memphis in the southern state of Tennessee is preparing for the funeral service of Tyre Nichols, the motorist beaten to death by police officers. Many mourners are already in place for the service that is to begin in about 30 minutes. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
This morning's funeral for the 29-year-old man will be held at Mississippi Boulevard Christian Church, and the Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver the eulogy.
We are going to have a funeral, dignified funeral service, not a marathon.
Expected to attend the funeral are Vice President Kamala Harris, the mother of Breonna Taylor, and the brother of George Floyd. Taylor and Floyd also died at the hands of police, and their deaths sparked national protests. I'm Donna Warder.
Some Memphis media outlets are reporting that four of the five officers charged in the case had previous infractions on their records. That's according to personnel files obtained through records requests. Activists are pushing for changes in federal and state law. Reverend Al Sharpton says activists will keep pushing to end qualified immunity that protects officers from civil suits. Hundreds of thousands of people welcomed Pope Francis as he arrived at Kinshasa's Ndolo Airport on Wednesday before the pontiff delivered a mass to the crowds. The crowd showed their joy while Pope Francis waved to them from his specially adapted vehicle, the Pope Mobile. The morning mass was Francis's first big event in the Congo after he arrived Tuesday. His is the first papal visit since 1985. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense.